Over the centuries of our Judeo-Christian tradition, there have been some really beautiful prayers. The Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. The St. Francis prayer, Lord, make me a channel of your peace. The Anima Christi, soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. In many ways, these really beautiful prayers, the guardian angel prayer, St. Patrick's breastplate, the St. Michael prayer, they're like jewels in the crown of Christ the King that we polish every time we recite them in our daily devotions. Well, today, we hear one of these prayers, although it doesn't really seem to be a prayer at all. It is one, if not the most beautiful, maybe the most foundational prayers of all time. A prayer as true today as it was 3,200 years ago when Moses first spoke it on behalf of the Israelites. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord alone. This beautiful turn of words has come to be known as the Shema prayer. Everything in our Catholic faith, everything in Christianity, everything with our elder brothers and sisters in the Jewish faith is built on this foundational statement. Bishop Barron says that the Shema from the sixth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy is the fundamental prayer of the human person, the prayer that sets everything in life into correct perspective. It makes everything in life secondary to the primary reason for our being. Knowing and believing that God is God and no other. The Shema appears today in both our Old Testament reading and the Gospel from Mark. And it's actually the prayer prayed every day by observant Jews around the world. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, is part of morning and evening prayer for Jewish people. It's a hinge statement that makes a claim on each person saying the prayer and on each person's day. Hear me, O Israel, I am the Lord your God and nothing else. Reminds us that there can be no other gods in our life. There can be nothing that has a hold on us other than the God of history. What's so intriguing about this prayer is that while we pray it, God is actually speaking. We're praying the prayer, and yet the prayer is Him saying, "Hear me, I am the Lord your God, there is no other," is the most important prayer that we will ever pray. As I was praying this prayer all week long, preparing for today's Mass, something curious struck me. The first word of the prayer, hear. Shema means to hear or to listen, and it has major implications on all other prayers we ever allow to come across our lips. Hear, listen. Everything hangs in the balance over and against this first word. Hear. Everything in your life, as a married person, as a single person, me as a priest, in your profession, in my work here at St. Louis, for any one of us in our faith life, this word, Shema, here, must be the basis of all prayer. And this prayer, as I mentioned, is not us speaking to God like we normally think of prayer. It is God speaking to us. The Shema prayer is God's prayer in us. I'm going to say that again. This is really, really important. God is so close to us that he actually prays our prayers. Shema is God's prayer in us. Usually we think of prayer as us speaking to God, right? Asking him for something that we need, or asking for something that someone else needs, or for the world, or for our church, or for the country. We normally think of prayer as us calling out to God. And that's true. It's certainly an important part of prayer. But there's something quite different going on here that I think is quite profound. The Shema prayer is actually God calling out to us to hear him, to listen before we ask. The Shema prayer is telling us to listen before we ever ask something of God. Father Merton understood this, that prayer must always start with listening. He writes, "My life must be a life of listening, and God's is a life of speaking. My salvation is to hear God and respond to him. And so I must be silent. My silence is my salvation." It's so interesting. So much of our Catholic experience is bound up by this word obedience. I mean, that's what these two passages, the passage from Deuteronomy and the Gospel from Mark, is all about: obedience. Moses says to the Israelites, "You have to fear God. Follow his statutes and commandments, observe them with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength." Then Jesus doubles down in Mark's gospel. The scribe asks him, "What is the most important commandment?" And Jesus immediately recites the Shema. He says, "Shema, obey. Obey God, and then love him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." Now, this word obedience is quite interesting. Obedience is not a very appealing component to our life, is it? I mean, nobody likes to obey, right? And yet, if you look deeper at the word obey, it makes perfect sense. The word obedience comes from the Latin word obedere, which means to listen. Obedience means listening. So when Jesus answers the scribe asking which is the greatest commandment, the answer is not a commandment to follow at all. The answer is Shema. Listen to me. I am God. This is the first commandment. An unimaginably profound prayer that we too should pray every day of our lives, a prayer that inverts what we normally think is prayer, a prayer that tells us, this is really important, a prayer that tells us that praying is actually listening. And when we listen well, if we're able to be quiet enough in our prayer, it will become easier to obey God's commandments. You ever notice that the problem with dysfunctional parents and willful children or unclear bosses and frustrated employees is that no one is listening? The parent or the boss isn't very clear, and the child or the employee doesn't pay attention, and then problems always ensue. It's the same in our relationship with God. When we don't listen, when we do all the talking in the prayer, when we spiritually overfunction, of course, we will be left confused and feeling abandoned by God. We will end up relying on our own devices to solve life's quandaries, and we will end up disobeying God. Disobeying God means not listening to God. The Shema prayer, hear me, means that God must be the first thing we hear in the morning, and he must be the last thing we hear in the evening, rather than hearing ourselves or the world around us. Shema, hear me, means that God must inform our entire lives. Bishop Barron would say, the totality of our emotions and desires, the totality of our thoughts, the totality of our money, of our time, of our joys, of our fears, all of it is God's. God says, hear me, I am the director of your life. And why exactly should this be true for us? Because it's the only thing that will ultimately make us happy. On All Saints Day, this past Thursday, I talked about the fact that a saint is someone who wills the one thing. The only way to ever be a saint is to will the will of God in you. I'll say that again. This is really, really important. The only way that you and I are ever going to become saints is if we will the will of God in us. This is our calling. This is our vocation. This is the very meaning of our existence, to one day live such that our will and God's will become one will, which is precisely what the Shema prayer is all about. God actually speaking the prayer we are speaking. Shema Israel, Adonai, Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear me. I am the Lord your God, and no other God will ever satisfy you.